The study will see doctors
finding life a bit complex? Confusing? Aware that your old strategies aren't working? Why not ask Pam and Marilyn? This is the Irreverent Therapists, and we're here to add some clarity, humor, and a bit of what might be considered blasphemy to your day.
Welcome, everybody, to the Irreverent Therapists. I am Pam Hodling, and with me, of course, is Marilyn Bradford.
Yippee! The popcorn maven!
Yay! I wish you could share your popcorn with us.
I've been on a popcorn kick, and it's really yummy.
How dare you be eating popcorn and the rest of us are
just... All right, I will not chomp and chew while we're on the show. I'll wait for the breaks.
Just during the breaks. So today our topic is aging required? What have you decided about aging? I just turned 30, so I should expect more wrinkles soon. Or I'm over 40, so it's downhill from here. Maybe it's, as I get older, I can't expect as much of myself or my body. Have you programmed your body with everything you've been told to expect about getting old or older? What if you have far more control over how aging shows up than you've been led to believe? So today we are talking about aging. And Marilyn, I'm actually very excited about this show.
Me too. You know what? Because I'm not aging the way I should be. Quote, should be.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. It's just awful horrible.
You know, I was thinking about this because I have some friends who are, you know, they're in their 70s and they are like probably some of the very healthiest 70s people. You know, they've always been very active and they're take vitamins and all this stuff. And, you know, the other day, one of them said to me, well, you know, at our age, we really don't have as much energy and we have to really, you know, like... not ration, that's not the right word, but pace ourselves, you know, through the day and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, that is such an interesting point of view. Because Marilyn and I know someone who is, you know, at least as old as they are and works 12 hours a day and travels 3 out of 4 weeks of the month.
And sometimes 4 out of 4 weeks.
And sometimes 4 out of 4 weeks. You know, and that's Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, but he doesn't have any points of view about what, you know, I'm this age, so that means I should be fill in the blank.
Well, one more thing about Gary, he talks about, they lived in Santa Barbara for years and years and years and years and years. And one of the things he says about why he moved out of Santa Barbara was because all of his friends were retired and dying. And they kept saying to him, you need to retire. You're that age. And he was like, okay, I am so different. And that so doesn't work for me. I think I'll move to Houston where nobody knows me.
Nobody knows how old I am.
Right, exactly. And there was, gosh, I wish I could remember the name of the book. But there was a book written, and it was basically about people who had chosen not to age. And the whole thing was that every like 10 to 20 years, they had to move somewhere else.
Right.
Because people expected them to show signs of aging. And if they didn't, then they were like, this was, you know, in the Middle Ages kind of thing.
Or right.
They were witches. They were, you know, they were weird. They were not normal.
Right. So would you be willing to be so different that you know, you're just not aging the same way everybody else is?
Well, I think one of the issues for many people is just believing that's – or it's just – not even believing, being aware that that's actually a possibility.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where I thought we should start is, you know, for most people, it's like you say, is aging required? It would be like, yes, it's just, you know, it's just what happens is the more your body's around on the earth, this whole aging process happens. And so I think, you know, just to for us to be saying, Marilyn, that, you know, maybe that isn't so inevitable and that you have a lot more control and input over it, and not just from healthy eating, isn't what we're talking about.
No, I remember during Global Bars Day, when we were up at your house, and I think there were six or eight of us, and we were running many sets of bars, And we were also watching a live stream and on Skype. I can't remember how we got on. We were on Skype, but we were on TV. And I just had an amazing bar session. And I think it was Blossom who was saying, Marilyn, you look 10 years younger. And I did.
Yeah.
Well, and it was from releasing all those points of view from having my bars run.
Yeah. You know, that's something that we joke about it, you know, those of us who go to Access Consciousness classes and are facilitators and stuff. But, you know, the fact is there are people who find their way to Access because they know someone who's been doing Access for years and run into them. And, you know, they themselves have like aged quite a bit. And the person who's been doing Access looks a lot younger.
Right.
And they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, I want some of that.
Yeah. And all by way of saying, it is a choice. It is from your point of view, what you get created.
Yeah. And so that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today is, you know, how your point of view about aging impact you, impact your body, and, you know, kind of start you down a road of aging that you feel like you have no choice about. And actually, so Marilyn, let me just, because I really like this illustration of point of view, but it's like say you're going down a road and there's giant walls on both sides. So really the only place you can go is where that road leads.
Yes.
And that's what your points of view, your judgments, your conclusions about anything are doing, is like those are the walls. And you know, if you've got the point of view that by the time you're, you know, 80, you're going to be in a wheelchair, guess what?
By the time you're 80. I know. Gary talks about how his mother always said that no one should live past 81.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 81. And then she died, I think, right before she got to 82.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, so what happens is when you're willing to do things to change those points of view, clear them, erase them, whatever, it's like the walls come tumbling down and you can see the whole vista of what's possible.
Yeah.
And you're not limited to this road you're on. You can go cross country. You can say, oh, this looks better over here. I'm ATV'd it over that direction or whatever. It's like all of it's available to you. You're not limited to just the very narrow thing that your points of view have directed you towards.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of different ways, Marilyn, that we can go at talking about this. The thing that's really popping up for me is, and I can talk about this not in terms of aging, but just in terms of bodies in general. I'm someone who had a lot of points of view about my body, and I had had, you know, multiple chronic muscular skeletal problems when I first got.
What does that mean? Multiple
problems
muscular.
with your muscles and your skeleton. So I had, you know, I had carpal tunnel, where that's tendonitis in your arms, and I had TMJ, which is where you have all these problems with your jaw and your bite and stuff like that. And I had tendonitis in my foot. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I had again and again, like starting when I was 20, I had things and I'd find ways of resolving them and they'd come back. And, you know, so when I started getting introduced to the Access Consciousness tools and the classes and things, I was able to dramatically change all that to the point where within 3 months, all of it was gone and never to return. It's like,
wow.
And I got to see how much of it, how my point of view interacted with my body. So, you know, by the time I was taking Access classes, I was in my early 40s, I think. I need to do some math. But, you know, basically I'd had 20 plus years of most any time I got injured, it ended up being a chronic long-term problem. And so to me, it's like any injury, I already had this point of view, this is going to take a long time to get over. You know, this is not easy. I may never get over this. Now, with that point of view, do you think it's easy for my body to heal and recover and easily, you know, from something? Or does, would that point of view make it harder for that?
I think that point of view makes it harder. And I really think we should talk about this. And then I know we have a whole show on tools, but this idea that your point of view creates your reality, I just want to really hone in on this, Pam, because I think it's so crucial. And I have about a minute and a half, but I've worked so much with people who have had abuse and have had addiction issues and have had, you know, terrible relationships. And a lot of it in the quote, terrible relationships department is, I've had so many women say to me that I just always attract abusive men and or men are abusive. And I'm like, actually not. There are abusive men in the world. And what they do, and say my client's name is Mary, is they go, Cindy, will you have me? And Cindy's like, no, I don't believe in abusive men. They're not in my life. Kathy, will you have me? No, I don't have abusive men in my life. I have kind men. Sally, will you have me? No, of course not. Mary, will you have me? Oh, yes, because all men are abusive. So it's really, it truly is what you expect, because a point of view is about what you expect to happen. So anytime you have a point of view that there are abusive men in the world or that you have to age or whatever it is, you are going to create that. There's no other possibility.
Yeah. And it's like, you create it, and it's also the filter that you see everything through. So, you know, also if you think men are abusive, just about anything a man says to you, you're going to perceive as abusive because you've already decided that that's what's going on.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we will come back in a few minutes with more on Is Aging Required? And a lot about how your point of view creates your reality.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Irreverent Therapists, where we are talking about Is Aging Required? And Marilyn, right before the break, you were talking about Well, and we're probably going to talk about the whole time point of view and creating
your reality. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So was there more on that you wanted to start back in on, or?
Well, it's just such a crucial concept to really get. I mean, if you believe your child is bad and is going to act out, you're going to only be able to receive and perceive that behavior, and that's what's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is truly amazing. And I think it's one of the problems with affirmations, because a lot of people use affirmations. I am rich. I am young. I am happy. But the problem is they don't actually believe it. That's not actually their point of view.
Right, because if you believed that you were rich and young, you wouldn't need to do an affirmation about it.
Yeah, because affirmations are actually about what you don't believe, and then you then have to overcome. So the beliefs behind them are, I am poor, I am aging, I am whatever. I can't even remember what I said. Yeah. And that's what people are creating. If you look at your life, and I've had to do this myself recently, whatever it is that's going on in your life is what you have created from your points of view. Yeah. Or, and I really want to make this clear, because as you know, Pam, this has been so crucial in me, for me, from the points of view of other people in your life.
That you buy,
exactly.
Because
right.
people around you can have all kinds of points of view, and if you're not buying them, then it's like that's just their interesting point of view.
Right.
Well, you know, the one of the ways I really like to talk about this, Marilyn, is, you know, say, have you ever had a friend who was madly in love with someone that you could tell was maybe not really a contribution to them?
Just a time or two.
I think we've all known someone in that situation. And it's like, you can't say anything, because if you try to open their eyes about what's going on, then they get mad at you. And, you know, it might be that to you, you can see things their partner or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever are doing that isn't kind or isn't really caring and a contribution to them, and they don't see it. They only see what matches their point of view about who this person is until it gets so blatant. You know? And then they're like, how could I not see that? But it's like your point of view doesn't just create your reality and what's showing up in your life. It's like it puts blinders on anything else that doesn't match that point of view.
Exactly. If the love of my life is 6'2", has blonde hair and is a lawyer, you cannot receive anyone or anything else. You can't receive the guy who's 5'10" and is a real estate agent and is actually a fantastic match for you.
Right. Could be an awesome person to be in relationship with, but they don't match what you've decided is going to work for you. So let's bring up this all back to aging. So, you know, so say, Marilyn, say I have the point. Okay, so here's something I so distinctly remember about my parents is it was when they hit 60 that they started, like, you know, in the evening they'd sit and read a book and they started dozing off. And, you know, and my mom would, you know, joke about, I'm just resting my eyes, because, like, we'd watch a show and she'd be like, oh, she missed 10 minutes of it because she was resting her eyes. And so, you know, so I used to have the point of view that it's when you're 60 that you start showing more signs of aging and things like slowing down and needing to maybe take a nap or, you know, falling asleep reading your book or something like that. So in the same way that when I had the point of view that an injury is going to be this long drawn out thing, you know, and we talked about how that impacted my body, it's like my body couldn't show up different. If I have this point of view that when I'm 60, I'm going to be falling asleep reading my book.
That's what you're going to be doing.
That's what I'm going to be doing, because it, you know, because I'm creating that as my reality, you know. So, you know, what's the other possibility here? You know, what if you're not buying all these points of view about aging?
Well, the other possibility is to look at, well, I was going to say, you know, it's not to put something in its place, like at 60 you start to deteriorate. It's not to go, oh, I'm not going to deteriorate till I'm 90. Because all of those are points of view that are actually cutting off your awareness of what is. For me, the other possibility is really about, okay, where am I now and what would I like to create?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that create piece is huge because the energy of creating, like that there's no sitting and falling asleep reading your book.
Yes.
In the energy of creation. So, you know, so that's part of it is when you're like when you're functioning from creating and generating in your life and your body, there's always more. There's energy available to you all the time to create your body with and to create it, you know, kind of beyond all these points of view everybody has.
Yes.
You know, and I really am glad you said that about it's not about substituting a different point of view. It's, you know, to me, it's much more, who am I today? What's up with my body today? What does it require? Yeah, and being in the moment with your body, because then there is no, I'm 60, this is what it is. It's a constant question of what's possible for you and your body.
Well, and I think you bring up something really important, Pam, that aging is about the body.
Yes.
Let's state the obvious.
Oh, yeah, that would be something really good to bring up. Say more.
The being never ages is infinite being. You've been everything, done there, been there. But it's the body that we think of as aging.
Yeah.
And actually, that doesn't have to be true. And, you know, here's an interesting exercise that you can do. Go somewhere completely different. Like I went to Taos last weekend. And actually talk to your body and say, can we present ourselves as someone in there and say 10 to 20 years younger than you are? Well, if you're 20, that doesn't really work. But if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, that kind of thing. If you're in your 40s, maybe 5 years. But the whole point is ask your body, would you be willing to present yourself as this much younger? And I did that, and it was really fun.
Cool.
And I don't know how people judge me as in terms of my age, but they certainly didn't judge me as being old. And I'm in my late 60s.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like when you're not in that place of judging and concluding and everything, it's just here's this person. Here's me. Here's you. You know, what are we choosing? What are we creating? How much fun can we have? It's not here's the box I'm putting you in because everyone who's this, this, and this is this way. And it just allows everything to be way more fun.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about a lot of times, you know, as people age, they find that they're stiffer and they're not moving as easily. It's harder to get up and down off the floor or in and out of the chair. You know, and a lot of times using like the clearing statement, clearing where your points of view are inflexible.
Yes.
And not having so many points of view allows your body to be more flexible and have more ease.
Well, and another thing about that is just really clarifying your relationship with your body. I think that's so much of it. And looking at all of the belief systems, all of the things you've believed in and destroying and creating them. You mentioned the clearing statement. So I would encourage people to ask, we can even use the judgment process there or the, you know, what does aging mean to you? Everything that is destroyed and created times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, puddle, and shorts, pros, and meons. Clearing statement, what do you mean to aging? Everything that is destroyed and uncreated, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, puddle, and shorts, pros, and meons. What does sex with aging mean to you? Which is really about receiving. And what does sex with you mean to aging? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, puddle, and shorts, boys, meons. And one of the things that I found is that people really buy into aging because it fits with sort of the societal system. You know, I've been this great fan of Downton Abbey. But yes. I've been looking at what goes on with it. And one of the things is what's so important in Downton Abbey in that time was all of everybody playing their part according to their age.
Ah, according to their age and their class.
Of course, the class, but that's a sort of a different topic.
Yeah.
But even, you know, even within the servants and, you know, the downstairs, upstairs, it was still all about their age, what they'd achieved in their age, what they hadn't. And if you were a married couple, you had a child. I was like totally blown away by how much having children was important during that time for both servants and peers. And it was all about, but you had to have this belief in the system of aging, or you really couldn't fit into that society, which I thought was really interesting.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, do I launch into another topic? We only have a minute left before the break. decisions.
So here's a new topic that we don't have to launch into so much, but maybe when we come back is how your kids look at aging. Because we tend to think of aging as, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, all of that. But actually, kids have a lot of investment in aging.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's a great thing to bring up. So we will talk more about that when we get back from our break. Oh, and I also want to mention we have a Facebook page, The Irreverent Therapists on Facebook. And if you go to that page, that's where you can post questions for us while you're listening to the show, or if you want to give us comments on shows you'd like us to do, anything like that. You can do that at The Irreverent Therapist Facebook page. And you can visit our webpage, TheIrreverentTherapist.com. And that tells you more about Marilyn and I and gives you a way to email us.
How does it get any better than that?
So we will be back in just a few minutes with more on Is Aging Required? And we'll see. We should have our music here soon. There's
our music. Ta-da.
So we'll be back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, that's kind of fun hearing our own commercial.
I know. I always enjoy that.
So we are the Irreverent Therapist, and we are talking about, is aging required? And right before the break, Marilyn, you brought up the whole thing of, you know, kids and aging, that we tend to think of aging as getting older, like, you know, into old age, you know, but what about kids? Because kids, they're aging as well.
Well, and one of the things for me, when I look back at my childhood, it's like I always wanted to be older. Yeah. I was the smallest. I was the youngest, not only in my family, but in my extended family, in the neighborhood. I don't think I ever saw a kid younger than me until I was probably in my late teens. I mean, I would see one in the grocery store, but in terms of somebody within the immediate family or within the social circles or anything. So all I ever wanted to do was to get older. And I
want to grow up.
You know, at some point that maybe that's not my best choice now that I was in my 50s or 60s or whatever. Well, but that's what I created, is looking older, being older.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, like, you know, because as you know and I talk about, I have kids now. They're 15 and 13. And, you know, seeing them, you know, there was totally this drive to be older so you could do the things that the bigger people did.
Yes.
But then also as they then started entering, like, puberty in the teenage years and everything, there was this, wait, I want to be back to being a little kid again. You know, all of which is you know, it's all having points of view about what it is, you know, what it meant to a 5-year-old to grow, to get bigger and be older and able to do the things they see other people doing. That's just as much of a, like, judgment and conclusion as when I am 60, I'll be napping in my chair.
Yes.
You know, it's all going by what you think it will be or what you think it'll get you or what it'll mean for you, not who you are, what works for you, and what you'd like to create.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I wanted to point out that, you know, a little while ago, you were talking about that Global Bars Day and how Blossom commented on you looked like 10 years younger. And yeah. That it's not just about the points of view you have about aging that age your body. It's any fixed points of view, you know, because it wasn't just you had your bars run and all your points of view about aging went out the window. It's everywhere you have a very rigid, fixed conclusion, point of view, judgment. This is the way it is. This is the way I am. This is all that's possible. That, you know, the way I think of it, Marilyn, is that rigidity ages your body.
Well, and what we're really talking about here, Pam, is any conclusion and decision that solidifies everything and locks you into things.
Yeah. And, you know, people listening, you might be like, wait a second, you know, how does a fixed point of view age your body? You know, to me at least, everything Marilyn and I talk about has to do with the energy of things and working with the energy of things.
Yeah.
So when I have huge amounts of fixed points of view about me, my body, aging, you know, who I'm supposed to be, how I'm supposed to show up, what's right and wrong about me, judging myself continually, all that kind of stuff, there is a very solid, fixed, basically immovable.
Immovable. Yes.
You know, immovable, unchangeable. From that space, it's very hard to change anything about your body, whether it's, you know, an injury you want to heal or, you know, it's immovable. When you use these tools and basically clear many of these points of view, then there's space, there's fluidity, there's an ease of movement and change that isn't there when you have so many fixed points of view.
And one thing I would like to ask people is, Can you think of a time in your life where things didn't show up for you the way they did for everybody else? Because that's often a good example of how your point of view creates your reality. Everybody else has this reality of, and whatever it is, maybe getting a job is difficult, or you have to age according to this, or relationships are always a lot of really hard work. Whatever it is, there's probably something in your life where you found it easy, or you found that you didn't have to match what everybody else thought. You were just like, oh, wow, it does seem to be different for me. But please look at that, because that's a perfect example of where you didn't buy into the normal point of view. And because you didn't, you created something different.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah. One of the ways, you know, one of the ways I like to talk about points of view is, it's like if you imagine that you're a canvas and you've been splattering paint on the canvas for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime.
Jackson Pollock through the ages.
Right, but not beautiful art, just a bunch of crap on a canvas. And, you know, every time you clear a point of view, whether you're using the access clearing statement, getting your bars run, or just, wow, that's a really it's an interesting point of view that I have that point of view. It's not real. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's just a point of view. Any of those tools help you peel off layers of all this paint. And eventually you get to where, at least this was my experience with running bars a lot, you get to where there's just the canvas. And then if something splatters on it, it's like, wow, look at that. That is so not me.
What a cool splatter.
Yeah, as a cool splatter, do I want to keep it? Do I want to like go, nope, that's not me. I'm actually just the canvas. But it's like you can, you know, there's the space of who you are and, you know, who you be and how you want to create your life. And the other stuff is just so obviously other stuff. It doesn't get in your way. And, you know, and so back to when I was talking about the energy of things, you know, from that space of just being the canvas, you've got all possibilities available to you. Whereas if you've got, you know, 5 miles of paint built up on that canvas, there's just right. Not a lot of change in possibility.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, so I'm thinking people might be sitting here wondering, wait, do they really mean you don't have to age? What are they talking about? So actually, let me ask you a question and you can just see, is this heavy or light for you?
Okay.
If all your points of view about your body and aging and what's possible and what happens as you get old, if those were gone, what's possible with how your body can show up?
Wow. You know, and that's such a cool question, Pam. And with it is the willingness to destroy and uncreate everything you've ever bought about all the projections, expectations, rejection, separation, judgment, conclusions you've ever bought about your body and bought about aging and bought about fitting in and bought about being part of your family and all of that, everything that is, right, wrong, mm-hmm. good, bad, but all enjoys, boys and beyonds. Yeah, truly. And part of that is the willingness to not go to the past. And that's something that I've been really looking at recently, because it's so easy for me to go to the past and say, well, my business did or didn't do blah, blah, blah. And therefore, I don't think I can go for blah, blah, blah. You know, and all of that is actually about points of view. And believing that the past has relevance and actually creates what's true for you rather than asking a question. So I would say for everyone, what if you ask the question of how would my body like to show up? And is it a requirement that we actually show up as others would have us show up for the chronological age that we are? Woohoo!
That's a big mouthful.
Yeah, and everything that is can be destroyed and created times a godzillion.
You know, what if there's a whole lot more choice with your body? I mean, because I think, It's actually hard, Marilyn, to kind of put myself back to how I saw things before I got into
these tools. I know. It's
tools. But, you know,
I thought insanity.
To me, you know, there was like an inevitability to your body. You know, it's like you're a kid and your body's maturing and then it's mature and then you kind of like have this peak few years and then it sticks by.
A few peak years, and, right.
You know, and you can choose things like, you know, if you exercise and eat well and stuff like that, then you're like hedging your bets towards a healthier, less decrepit aging.
Less decrepit,
and if you're, you know, smoking all the time and, you know, eating fast food and never exercising, then you're more likely to have a lot of problems as you're aging. But, you know, so it was like this is an inevitable path. But there's, you can have some effect to improve it a little bit or make it worse. But basically, there's no choice in any of that. It, you know, it's a little bit of wiggle room, but not much. You're basically, you know, from a certain age, it's downhill from there. Right. And now, as I talk about that, do you guys feel like light and expansive and wonderful, or is it like,
yeah,
to the grave? You know, so one thing is heavy and light. When if I'm talking about something, and you feel lighter and expansive, it's true for you. And if you feel really heavy and like puking, it's a lie. So yes. That whole inevitable path of aging, it's a lie. And you know, if instead you're willing to come out of all these points of view and be different and, you know, maybe even mess with people a little bit, like don't tell them how old you are. Or, you know, if somebody asks me how old I am, I say, well, my body's 52 years old because that's how long my body has been around on the planet.
Right.
But I'm not buying that I'm 52 and that means blah, 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 blah. So it's just a little way for myself of playing with it where, you know, because a lot of times people ask you questions and kind of drive you towards a point of view, which I'll have to say more about that when we come back from our break because I just realized it's break time.
Cool.
We will be back in just a few minutes with more on Is Aging Required?
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Vibe Nation Radio is brought to you by Carrie Turcotte and Dean Thomas. Each week, we bring a refreshing outlook to lifting the veils of illusion that occur in our daily lives. We will share our own learnings and personal experience that allow others to understand who they truly are.
At the end of each show, Carrie will be tapping into the listeners' energies just to give an idea of what to expect for the week ahead. So join us each Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and together we will discover the inner keys that will unlock the true you.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Irreverent Therapist, where we're talking about is aging required? And Marilyn, so right there before the break, what I was going to talk about, and you had referred to this someone, you talked about Gary moving out of Santa Barbara, is how people project their points of view at you, and you know, if you buy into it, it starts limiting you. So, you know, what I remember when Warren and I got engaged, you know, we knew we wanted to get married, but we were not setting a date. We weren't saying, you know, it was just like sometime in the next few years we'll get married. You know, we were getting engaged because we're like saying, hey, this is who we are to each other. And everybody starts asking, well, when is the wedding? And blah, blah, blah. And is it going to be here? Is it going to be in New Hampshire? Is it going to be in Maryland? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like the more people asked, then we just started coming up with we felt at that time like we had to start planning it because everybody keeps asking. I mean, now I know it's like, interesting that they have that point of view that we need to have a date and everything. And now we're just going to do what works for us. But back then, you know, it felt like we were just being narrowed into something because sure. We'd chosen to get engaged.
Right.
You know, and that happens with aging because if everybody else around you has all these points of view about aging and you're changing your points of view and clearing them so that you don't, you know, one of the things you want to do is clear all the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections that you have about aging, because that gets at both your points of view, but also what people are projecting at you as well.
Yeah, that projection thing is a huge thing. You should look this way. You should be deteriorating.
Right.
You should blah, 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 blah.
Someone your age shouldn't be running around traveling all over the world. It's time to retire.
And part of that is they want you to be like them. They don't want you to show up as something different.
Yeah. Yes. So are you willing to be totally different and not age the same way as everybody else?
Wahoo! Yes!
Absolutely.
And everything that is right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, and shorts, boys, and beyond.
Yeah. And just to let you all know, we've been using the clearing statement a lot more this show than we sometimes do. You can find out more about the Access Clearing Statement at accessconsciousness.com.
Right.
So what else do we want to say about aging and points of view?
Well, I think we should go back to kids because
okay.
I think it's really relevant. I mean, some kids don't want to age. They want to be the baby. Some kids want to age too quickly. So what is it that you have so much more experience with kids than I do. Yeah. What is it that parents could say or work with their kids in terms of that? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you know, that's
you are so putting me on the spot.
I am so putting you on the spot. But just
well, and I'd have to say, you know, it's not just about aging, but about everything. It's the more you as a parent are in question, not this is the way it is. It's a huge contribution to, you know, to your kids. So, you know, if you find yourself you're like, okay, so if I was about to say, you know, oh man, I don't remember that. My memory is really starting to go now that I hit 50, right? If I'm saying that out loud, if I'm buying that myself, I'm basically inculcating my kids to have that same point of view.
Yeah.
You know, if instead I'm like, wow, you know, I don't quite remember that right now. How interesting is that? How much fun is that? Or whatever. It's like, then I'm not pushing my points of view onto them. You know,
well, I'm asking questions. I mean, I have worked with a lot of kids and it's like, so what does it mean to you to be older? I don't ever use the word aging with kids, but what is it that seems so great about being older? What is it great about being where you are right now?
Yeah.
And everywhere you've bought that, you know, all this stuff about being a baby, oh, you're just a baby and all that kind of stuff. I think it's really crucial for families, parents to look into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And to, yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, so one thing is, there's actually an Access book on parenting. I think it's called Kids, Conscious Parents.
Yeah.
And that's a great book because it's just full of different people's stories about interactions with their kids and, you know, kind of coming at things from a different space. But again, it's like, the more you clear the paint off your canvas and you're functioning from the space of being you, it's like that invites your kids to a totally different possibility than, you know, when you're like so bogged down with your own stuff, your own points of view, your own judgments, that you're basically just pushing off onto them and they buy it. So,
yeah. Well, and another thing that I would say, I'm researching something because I need a little bit of, okay. So another thing that I would say is it's really, really helpful to look at how you would like to show up in the world.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you want to show up as old? I mean, there are advantages to all these things. Like when I travel, I tend to show up as, because I'm only like 5'1½", maybe 5'2". And I am in my late 60s. I'll show up as, I'm just an older woman. And could you help me with my luggage? And could you do this and do that? Everybody does everything for me. So one of the things is to use age to your advantage.
Yeah. But the thing is, Marilyn, when you're doing that, it's a choice.
It's like, totally a choice.
You totally have the choice to show up as, you know, hey, can you help me with my bag? Or to show up as someone who looks totally younger than anyone else who's has the same chronological age as you. And it's where you buy the idea that because you're old, you can't, that's where you're locking yourself up.
Well, and also, you know, like I said, I've had this great obsession with Downton Abbey. I don't know why, and it doesn't matter. It's kind of fun. But I was looking at some of the characters on Downton Abbey, and there's this sort of dowdy older woman that is Mrs. Hughes. I mean, she's obviously in her 60s, probably. She's been a lady's maid. No, she's not a lady's maid. Is she a lady's maid? I can't remember. But she's been in charge of all of the female servants for like the last 45 years or whatever. And so she presents as this older woman. And in the series, she says, oh, well, you know, I haven't had anything exciting in the last 20 years or whatever. But if you go on the, you know, Who's Who in Downton Abbey and you look at her, her picture is like, oh my gosh, she looks like 40 years younger.
Right.
But it's really about if we can get people to get that you can look anything. You can look quite young. You can look old. You can choose how you would like to present yourself. I think that we would be absolutely totally successful tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Because well, you look at her as she looks in Downton Abbey and you look late 60s. Yeah. You look at her, the picture that's on the – who is the woman who plays her, Phyllis Logan. She looks like in her 35 or 40. And some of that may be airbrushing. But what I want to say is when your point of view creates your reality, you can so do that.
And you can have fun with it.
You can have – yeah, absolutely. You can totally.
And, you know, one more thing I just want to mention, I mean, because we said aging, it's about your body.
Yes.
So, you know, another piece of this is working with your body. Like in Access, we have huge numbers of body processes. It's energy work for your body to help your body unlock where it's locked up in a point of view or a fixed way of being and where your body is mimicking like your parents' bodies and feeling like it has to show up the same way. So there's that kind of thing too of how can you nurture your body? How can you, you know, what can you contribute to your body? Yeah, and giving your body things to help it change and show up differently.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got like a minute and a half. So let me tell you guys about what we're going to do next week, which is another show I'm excited about. Is divorce a dirty word in your universe?
Yippee!
So I'm going to have a lot to say on this one, Marilyn.
I'm counting on it, even though it's technically my show.
So anyway, so join us next week for a conversation about divorce. And again, you can Facebook us through our Irreverent Therapist Facebook page. You can contact us through our website, The Irreverent Therapist. And we've got about 45 seconds, Marilyn. Anything else? Any last words on aging and point of view?
Well, please, please, please look at all the decision judgments and conclusions you've made about what age you are and what that means and how you have to show up and everything that is. Would you please destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion?
Yes.
Yeah,
you could write out a list of all the points of view you can think of that you have about aging, age, your body, and just take that clearing statement for each one. Everywhere I decided this, or you know, everywhere I got this point of view, destroy and uncreate it. And also another thing to do is the who does this belong to?
Yeah, absolutely.
So many of our points of view about aging come from what we've bought from other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's it for this
week. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.